Good afternoon. Skies are cloudy across interior New York and New England, and light snow is breaking out across parts of the area, complements of a cold front which is sliding our way from the Great Lakes. Low pressure along the front will track into southern Canada. As it does, temperatures will climb above freezing in many of the valley locations while hovering in the upper 20s to around 30 across the higher terrain. With this temperature profile, we'll have a mixture with snow of the rain, especially in the valley locations, limiting accumulations. However, many locations above 500 to 1,000 feet will see at least a few inches of snow, particularly in the Catskills, but up to 4 to 8 inches of snow likely in parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Where the rain mixes in, less than 3 inches of snow along the I-90 corridor east of Amsterdam and into New England, and also in the Hudson Valley north of the Greater Capital District. South of these areas will likely receive under an inch of snow, as the predominant precipitation type will be rain later today and into the night tonight. As the low pressure wave passes by, colder air will sweep in and any mixed precipitation will change over to just plain snow tonight before winding down before midnight. The wind will pick up out of the northwest and temperatures will drop back through the 20s. It'll be a blustery and cold day tomorrow with increasing sunshine. It'll be windy in the mid to upper 20s before a few more snow showers pass through with a weak disturbance on Tuesday. Highs on Tuesday afternoon will be near 30 degrees. Another and more potent system will lift out of the southeastern states and in our direction for the day on Wednesday. The exact track will determine what we get, but it looks like more significant snow for a good chunk of interior New York and New England, perhaps mixing with rain in spots depending on that track. On Wednesday, the high will be in the lower 30s. Behind this system, scattered snow showers on Thursday and Friday in the upper 20s before another system approaches with a chance of rain and snow for the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of weather systems moving over a building ridge will keep the Pacific Northwest warm and wet, with potential for flooding and landslides in Washington State, with heavy snow in the high elevations. This moist air will produce up to 2 feet of snow in the northern Rockies as it mixes with Arctic air and bitter cold wind chills. Wind chill advisories have been issued for the upper Midwest and northern plains, including Minneapolis, where the Super Bowl will be played indoors today, with the wind chill outdoors down to 25 below zero. Elsewhere, with the system moving through the eastern part of the country, parts of the Appalachian mountain chain will receive some freezing rain, which will cause hazardous travel, particularly in the Blue Ridge Mountains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 34 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain developing in the mid-40s, Boston, cloudy with a chance of rain in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, light snow with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the low, 15, the record high, 61, set in 1991, the record low, 13 below zero, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 7:06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:12 p.m., 10 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow, mixing with rain in the valleys, all snow in the mountains with several inches likely through the evening, and highs in the lower 30s. Snow or a mix of rain and snow tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow changing to rain with highs near 40. Rain tonight possibly changing back to snow before ending, with hardly any accumulation in these locations, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow, heavy at times, mixing with rain in the Catskills, where there is no mix, up to 4 to 8 inches of snow likely, highs in the lower 30s. More snow tonight with a few more inches possible and lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy with snow, changing to rain with highs in the upper 30s, minimal accumulation likely. Rain tonight, changing back to snow before ending, perhaps a coating as the snow winds down with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow mixing with rain through the evening hours, minor accumulations of less than 2 inches, highs in the mid-30s. A mix of rain and snow changing back to snow, perhaps another coating before it ends tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, windy, mid to upper 20s. A few snow showers Tuesday near 30. Snow or a rain-snow mix on Wednesday in the lower 30s. A chance of snow showers Thursday and Friday, otherwise partly sunny, upper 20s. And another chance of rain and snow on Saturday in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.